This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Reid Galen. He's a California political strategist that is with us today to talk about the Carly Fiorina for Senate campaign. We've talked about that as well as the Meg Whitman versus Jerry Brown race a little bit earlier in the week, but now we want to zero in on what is considered to be one of the most important Senate races in the country and also one of the closest and most expensive. And Reid, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, if you look at the polls, and I know you have over the many weeks and months, this race really hasn't moved a whole lot. Most of the polls either show it within the margin of error, depending on the poll. Maybe Barbara Boxer up by about 4 or 5. What's going to move the needle, if anything, for Carly Fiorina over the next 3 weeks here?
Well, I think a couple of things. One, I think you're right. I think that the polls are very close, and I think that anything showing Carly within the margin of error or only down 3 or 4 or even 5 is bad news for Barbara Boxer. I think an 18-year incumbent senator in a state like California that has been consistently blue for the past 20 or 25 years is spells a lot of trouble for Boxer. I think what Carly needs to do and what she has been doing is communicating her message to Californians about what it is that she plans on doing here in this United States Senate, and how this is going to affect Californians positively. California has a 12.5% unemployment rate. We've got 2 or 3 million Californians out of work, some for weeks, some for months, some for years. And so I think that as Carly continues to spread her positive message about what she's going to do, I think that the economy and time are not on Barbara Boxer's side.
In terms of what Carly Fiorina would do if elected, whether it's her own personal ideas, ideas that are out there that she would strongly support if she got to Washington, what would they be to spur job creation?
Well, I think, you know, I think the first and foremost is getting back to, you know, Republican first principles and conservative first principles, which is government is not the answer. Government does not create jobs. In fact, government is a net bleeder of funds on the economy. The government cannot and does not produce revenue in and of itself. And Carly understands that, as having been the CEO of a major Fortune 500 company. And she is going to say, okay, what are we going to do now? Because if there's one thing that's keeping these trillions of dollars worth of small, medium, and large businesses, trillions of dollars of their funds on the sidelines, is uncertainty. They just don't know what the next shoe to drop is going to be out of Washington. And Carly's going to say, look, I know what it takes to get business going. I know what it takes to provide a positive and encouraging environment for folks to either start hiring again, to start growing again, to start producing again, or for those entrepreneurs out there to say, you know what, now's the time I want to start my business. But in the uncertain climate that has been created out of Washington, D.C., and frankly hostile to businesses of all sizes, not much is going to get done if California reelects Barbara Boxer.
We're talking with Reid Galen. He's a California political strategist, and he's certainly working alongside an informal capacity with the Carly Fiorina campaign. Let me follow up on a couple of points you just made there, Reid. First of all, you mentioned that she was the head of Hewlett-Packard. I think most people, even outside of California, who follow this race know that. The big accusation from the Boxer campaign, of course, is that while there, she outsourced a lot of jobs. What are the facts on that, and how has that played into this race?
Well, I think that certainly outsourcing is a radioactive word. I think when folks hear it, when voters hear it, it certainly leaves a bad taste. And certainly watching jobs go overseas is something no one wants to see. However, I think that while Carly was at HP, certainly there were jobs that were, you know, had previously been here that went elsewhere. But I think that that's not just a matter of, you know, one CEO at one corporation saying, you know what, let's go send thousands of jobs someplace else. I think it speaks to a larger business and regulatory environment that says, you know what, we can't do business anymore in America. We can't produce here in America. The labor costs, the regulation is just too much. And so I think that will the Boxer campaign continue to use it? Absolutely. You know why? Because they frankly don't have anything to run on themselves. Boxer's been in office for 18 years and doesn't have a lot to show for it.
In terms of the way Republicans are viewed in California, the Democrats have controlled the legislature, I know. They've obviously held both U.S. Senate seats for the past 18 years. And in terms of Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's been popular at various times, but I know a lot of conservatives ultimately are very disappointed in him. What do you believe Carly Fiorina has done or perhaps still needs to do to prove that she would not be a Republican in the mold of Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Well, I think first and I think she's already done that, and I think first and foremost is she has staked out in her personal belief system and her political campaign, a record and a belief system that conservatives can and should believe in. You know, I have done other interviews where the folks say, well, you know, she's come out pretty conservative on many issues. You know, don't you think that hurts her in California? You know, frankly, I think that first and foremost, California is not as blue as people might believe it. It's going to continue to vote probably Democratic in presidential elections. But if you look at survey data, California voters by ideology are 1 or 2 points conservative. It's not to say that it's Texas or Alabama or anything like that. But certainly this is a state that is in play for folks. And frankly, I think now voters would rather have somebody that knows who they are and what they believe in than says whatever it is voters may believe they want to hear to get elected. And again, I think that this is a year where Carly, even as a conservative in California, can get elected because the environment is such that voters are upset and they have every right to be at Washington, D.C.
Well, what's the money situation like for these two campaigns, and how do you expect that money to be spent over the next couple of weeks here?
I think the money is there is a parity amongst both organizations. I think that they will both have the resources necessary to prosecute a very aggressive campaign. I think that Carly will have every last dollar she needs to make this a more than competitive fight. And I think that you will see look, we're down to 25 days, I think. You're going to see advertising on television, cable, radio, but don't underestimate the power of the phone calls that volunteers are going to make, the mail that both campaigns will drop. I think that Carly has a good message, a solid message, a clear message for what she wants to do for California and how she's going to do that. I think also, you know, TV out here is very expensive, so I think you will see Carly ads. I think you'll see Boxer ads. But I think that the strength of Carly's organization is going to put her over the top in November.
And so, obviously, you want her to win, but it sounds like you also feel in your gut that she's got a real good chance to do that.
I think so. I think she's got a better shot than any Republican running for federal office, statewide federal office in this state since probably Pete Wilson was elected to the U.S. Senate however many years ago.
Wow. Well, certainly, as I mentioned before, and as we've talked about, one of the marquee races this cycle. Reed, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Reed Galen, California political strategist, working informally with the Carly Fiorina campaign. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.